Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Raceway General Manager Brian Stickle to talk about the 2014 Knoxville Nationals experience.
What was this year's Knoxville Nationals experience like overall compared to previous years?
Well, I think it was a good experience for just about all the fans. You know, unfortunately, we had rain on Wednesday night, which forced us to change the programs and change things up a little bit. But after that Wednesday night, we were able to get in three great days of racing. The racing was good. The atmosphere was good. People were upbeat. And, you know, I think that's, you know, we kind of adopted the moniker, we're the Disneyland of motorsports. So we want that feel-good feeling all the time.
You had a 5% increase in attendance this year. What do you feel attracts the fans to this event?
Well, we have a great show, not just during Nationals, but every Saturday night. And our job is to get that word out. And it's not just a good racing show, but it's great entertainment. It's affordable family entertainment. And, you know, we probably have some of the most exciting motorsports or form of motorsports in the world. And that's a challenge for us to get out and to get people to believe that and to get them to come down and experience it for themselves. So, you know, I'm not sure there's any mediums we don't use to get the word out about what we do, whether it's TV, radio, print, social media, through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. There's so many, I don't even know where all we are, but, you know, we're also on billboards and we're in the airport. You know, letting people know that we have a great entertainment opportunity for them, and if they get here, they'll have a blast.
Certainly has got to be really good to see increases in attendance like that year after year. The popularity of this has really exploded, and it's really helping put the raceway on the map as well as the city of Knoxville.
It is. You know, Knoxville Raceway is the sprint car capital of the world, but we feel we're the dirt track capital of the world, in that we have more seats than any other dirt track in the world. We have great racing, and we have, I think, the biggest attendance of any other dirt track in the world. So, you know, we're on par with NASCAR tracks and other tracks like that, you know, to put on big events. And our staff, our crew, does an excellent job in embracing the people and welcoming them and servicing all their needs while they're here. So, you know, it's over 65 years that we've accomplished this through the Marion County Fair Board, the Marion County Fair Association, and their vision over that length of time. And now it's our responsibility to continue carrying that vision forward and continue to help foster the growth and increase and help grow Marion County as a whole.
Were there any changes to this year's format of how you guys did the Nationals, and how, if any, of those changes were taken by the fans?
Well, there were. You know, when we rained out Wednesday night, the way our show's laid out, it's a four-day show with qualifying Wednesday and Thursday. The field split into two groups, and then Friday, it's kind of a last chance qualifier for those guys who haven't made the top 16 in points. When we had a Wednesday rainout, we had to push at least one of the shows to Saturday during the day. At almost all costs, we want to avoid racing on Sunday. People plan their vacation. They plan for a year to come here from Australia, New Zealand, all over the country, all over the world. And they plan for the races to end on Saturday night after the A feature. And if we have to go to Sunday, so many people have to go home, and then they're disappointed. So we'll do everything we can to try and get that show in, with the final show being Saturday night. With the cancellation on Wednesday, we had to put a show on Saturday, and the show could not be, you know, when you have two equal groups of qualifying, you have to make the scenarios equal for them. So we could not qualify one of the groups on Saturday during the day. It had to be Thursday night and then Friday night again. So then that Friday night show, which was the last chance qualifier, basically, we had to put on Saturday, and we had to change the format back to our previous format, where it basically seeded guys into the C and the D and the E, as opposed to putting four of those guys into the A. So that was unfortunate, but we want to continue with that great show on Friday night where the guys can qualify if they haven't previously, because it dramatically changed the Friday night racing, and I think for the better.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Raceway General Manager Brian Stickle, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.